Blog Talk Radio.
No. Well, welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm calling you from Redmond, Washington, so we're just everywhere. We do go to a lot of states, all the states. We would go to like 47 countries. We are international on the line, so be sure and call in and see what we've got going, the guests that we have for the week. I want everyone to know that they can easily access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. If you don't put Renford on the end of it, you won't get on this show. Anyway, you can go there live or you can go to the archives, which are available shortly after the show, because sometimes you do want to hear the show again. And if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in to 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. Press the one button on your phone, and Annie, the moderator, she will get right with you, and we would love to talk to you this evening. You're going to love my guest that I have. Her name is Jackie Boyd, and Jackie is a quantum mystic, and she has so many great things to share with us this evening. So get your questions ready, because she's got the answers for you. But before I bring Jackie in, I want to tell you about the network. We have shows all week long, and mine is the first one. That's on Monday at 6:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. Every Monday, I'm here. Today is the second day of May. Can you believe it's May already? Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, we're just going to have a great month. On Tuesdays, we have the I Am Well show. That's at 8 p.m. And the Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. And the Lost Material Wealth Personal Development Program. That's at 8:30 p.m. This is all Central Standard Time now. The Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30. That's on Thursday. And Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show. That's at 1 p.m. And then the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. Then Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music. So that would be fun to check out. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. That's out of Boston. So be sure and check us out all week long. We have great guests on our shows, and I know you'll enjoy it. But be sure and always tune in every Monday at this time, 4:30 Pacific Coast Time, 6:30 Central Standard Time. Okay, I want to tell you about the special guest that we have this evening. Her name, again, is Jackie Boyd, and she has become a regular on the show and has always has something new to share that you will have, you will feel a positive influence when she shares everything with you. She's so into everything, and I'm so excited to have her back on the show. She's very much about the emotional and physical and your health and your well-being, and she works on all aspects. Jackie will be sharing this evening emotional healing of the inner child. Because of her unique ability to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time, Jackie is able to work with ascended masters, teachers, angels, spirit guides, white brotherhood. She's in touch with them all, and they are in touch with her, too. Jackie will be sharing the latest healing techniques from around the world and all these neat things that she is continuously learning about. She will also share new ways to strengthen the immune system by raising the physical body's energy frequency. She will talk to us about sacred geometry. We'll always have some questions about that, how we can use sacred geometry in our world, in our lives. Something easy. Okay, well, I'm going to bring Jackie in now. Okay. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Well, just great. We're so excited you're here this evening. And we want you to share everything. I know you've been on a retreat. You've been taking some intense work classes and everything. And I want you to just share that with us. Tell us anything that you think that we really need to be knowing and what people are learning right now, because I know we're evolving. And as we evolve, we have to learn certain things, aspects for the healing of the body and planet.
That's right. And right now, there is so much energy on the planet, new energy on the planet, and we're all connected to the planet, and we're all connected to the cosmos. And one of the things that is showing up for people right now is that new activations are being opened up in this energy, and people are learning more of the gifts that they have, their strengths, their abilities, and how to share them, as well as their healing abilities. And one of the most important things for me right now is trying to become a totally clean vessel, meaning that the divine can come straight through me and none of my old programming or old filters or non-beneficial energy that no longer works for you, that you may still have in operation, all that needs to be cleared. And that's one of the energies that's on the planet right now, is to lift the vibration and to bring back the gifts that we were, that had been hidden from us again. So as we become more of a total electrical being, the more that we are able to bring in energies from different, or I am anyway, I can't speak for y'all, bring in different energies from different areas of the multiverse and see how to work with that and see what changes we can make. Because, you know, there's a lot of strife, there's a lot of old stagnant energy on the planet that needs to be cleared. And one of the ways we can do that is by clearing ourselves and letting that, releasing all that non-beneficial energy back either into Mother Earth or back into the multiverse to be transformed and transmuted and returned as something better. So, you know, as I get clearer and clearer, you know, more stuff, unfortunately, more stuff keeps popping up. But I'm glad it keeps popping up, because it's another thing I can release. And I know that when I release, I set the intention for it to be released out of the collective consciousness also, healed and released. So that's where I am with that. And it was a very powerful, it's called, what we did was a Bridges Inner Child Workshop, and it's about bridging your past to your present and looking at stuff and seeing what stuff you want to keep, what stuff you want to release, what stuff you need to make amends for, if any, what stuff you can forgive yourself for and forgive others for if there's a forgiveness issue up. And, you know, every time we do forgiveness, it just means forgiving ourselves more love. Because when you're holding on to something like that, it puts you in bondage. If there's something in your past that you can't really get over, then you are with the you're plugged into that and you want to extricate yourself from it. So that was really exciting this weekend to work with that and to, you know, really understand that, that you are a beautiful soul and you have gifts to share with everybody. And to get some of your curmudgeon stuff from your past out helps me anyway to stay clear and to be clear, to makes my vibration easier to lift or raise. And I've just found that it was a tremendous tool to work with. And they were even able to take this workshop into a prison system and work with healing, like I think 300 people got their inner child work done. And they were able to release a lot of anger that they'd had in their life that they weren't able to get over. And it really, in that workshop, they could really see the breakthroughs and the understanding as it came to the people about what had happened to them and what they can do from this point forward with it. So it's very powerful. Do you have any questions?
Well, you know, of course I do. Hi, John Speaker. Okay, Jackie, the inner child work, I know we have an innocent inner child and we have a critical inner child, just like we have and a nurturing inner child, like we have a nurturing inner parent and a critical inner parent. So healing the emotional part of the inner child, what is our inner child? How do we address it? Where does that come from?
My inner child lives in my heart, and she's the little girl I was as a baby and a child. And she didn't feel safe when I was a child. She didn't feel safe at all. And it's like opening up a dialogue with her. And I call her my childhood nickname. And by talking to her and asking her what frightened her or what was she afraid of when I was growing up, and she'll tell me. And I ask her what her needs are, and sometimes she says, I need to be rocked, you know, and I'll sit down and rock myself because that's moving energy. And if that's what I need, then that's what I want to be doing. But it's all about clearing, and it's helping your small self feel safe as a child and realizing that you are now protecting yourself. You are now making better decisions or grown-up decisions or whatever you call it, because as children, we had no power. And in the time I was born, you were supposed to, they really didn't want you to be seen or heard, okay? So it was rough to work with that. Now kids are allowed to be who they are and express what they're thinking and their views. And if you listen to your children, they can teach you a lot, just as you're teaching them a lot. It's an equal opportunity gift. You know, my little girl wasn't safe. My little girl was angry. My little girl was confused. And it's just helping go back and look at those things and looking at what caused them and releasing whatever the core issue is, and coming back and letting my little girl know that she's okay and she's safe. And we made it. We grew up. We made it. We really survived our childhood. And from that point on, we can create the way we want to create. But it's all about that feeling inside that is empty or hurt or confused or thinks that things aren't fair and doesn't want to move on because of that. It's like talking to your inner self and asking, you know, what is going on with you? How are you feeling? You know, well, do you relate to this in the past? Did this happen before? And, you know, my guidance tells me yes or no. It happened before. This is new. And then I know how to work with it. If it happened before, then usually I automatically know that there is a forgiveness technique that is asking to be used, and I just work with it. I just let it go. I go everywhere I can go. I love to get more information. And, you know, before I did the Bridges Inner Child Workshop, it was like my solar plexus was just queasy a lot of the time. And it was because things didn't feel right, but I didn't take the time to sort out what didn't feel like right. You know, and, well, why am I feeling this? Is this my feeling? Well, usually not. Especially when you're a child, you're like a sponge, and for the first 6 or 7 years, you're just soaking up everything. And, you know, once we have a feeling, we think it's our own. We don't realize, oh, that's how Mom felt as she was feeding me, that she didn't want to. And, you know, different things like that. So that really dialoguing with yourself and asking yourself, what's happening? How do you feel? Why do you think you feel that way? And try just explore it and see where it leads me. That's the best I can do with it, Pam.
Well, that sounds great. You know, the thing is, I started working with my inner child 97 when I met Kahuna from Hawaii, Hale Akala, and he said, you know, Pam, you have a little child that's only 3 or 4 years old that resides inside of you, and this is your subconscious mind. It's just a 3 or 4 year old child, but this is running your life. And considering that our subconscious mind is 95% of what our mind is and 5% of the conscious mind, over the years I can understand. And then he took us to meet the subconscious, and then I started teaching people, taking people on the journey to meet their subconscious mind. And when I first met my inner child, her name was Sweet Pea, and she just wanted to play, and she was mad because we worked all the time and didn't take time for her to play with her and do some things. And I said, but we've got to make money. We've got to work. No, we don't. But anyway, the one thing Hale Akala said, if you will take time and get to know this inner part of you and listen to its needs, and her needs was to play. So from then on, I just said, okay, first thing in the morning, what do you want to do, Sweet Pea? You want to watch a movie? Okay. You want to go get a Frappuccino? You want to take a walk? So I started doing things like that to acknowledge that part of me. And that's what we have to do. We have to realize that this part of us is with us. It hasn't gone anywhere. And we're the only one that can really take care of it as we get older.
Yeah. And there's still that whatever was happening to us at 3 or 4, that's still going on. That energy is still going on, and we have to address it to clear that out to become the pure vessel that we really are. Because that's just stuff that we accepted after we got here.
Right. That's right. Well, I love it that you've done this work and that, you know, you've taken this class, because I think well, you know, one thing, too, the inner child or the subconscious part of you is, Hale Akala said, you can pray till the cows come home consciously, but your prayers will not be heard, because if you're not really connected to that subconscious mind, that inner child within you, it will not feel good enough to leave and go to the higher power, the superconscious mind, and for, you know, your request for your prayer answered. You really have stuck with me. That made a lot of sense. And so that's why I always do everything I can to acknowledge that little part of me and love on her and not fuss at her and beat her up and all the things that we usually do and complain. You know, anyway, I know you get my drift on that.
Oh, yeah. And it's true. And most of the time, we use our inner child to bully ourselves with.
Oh, yeah. That's that critical child.
Yes. Just, you know, why did you do it that way? Well, why do you want to do that? Why can't we go do this? Well, we will go do this. We'll go get a snow cone after we get through with this. Or, you know, whatever. But it's like acknowledging that there is a need to be filled there, whatever it is.
Right. And not ignore it, which is what we've always done.
Ignore it or use it to beat ourselves up with or to keep ourselves like the worms we were told we were. And, and you have to be just like Jesus to get to heaven, and he was perfect, and you're not. You're a sinner.
And
I'm going, wait, how does this work? I don't understand. Of course, I know nobody was there to answer that question, but, I've answered it now. But, it caused a lot of chaos in my life that was totally unnecessary, that I could have had a much calmer and smoother ride if I had just gone with the flow instead of trying to paddle upstream all the time. Nothing I want is upstream. Everything I want is in the flow. And that's a real good flag I use, that if I feel like things are too hard or that it's taken me a lot of effort to climb the mountain or to go against the flow of the water, that I'm doing something wrong. There's something off somewhere. You know, I'm either trying to do something because somebody else thinks it's a great idea for me, or I don't need it, but I think, I need to please that person, so here, let me go upstream for a little bit. Well, that doesn't work for me, Pam. It's never worked for me. So I try to work with things that work for me. And working with my inner child and making sure they feel safe, asking it what it wants or needs, and doing what I can. And to fulfill that and negotiate with it, you know. You can set boundaries with it. You don't have to be mean. Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll go do that. We will go to the theme park in 2 weeks. When everybody else shows up, you know, like we were having a family conclave or something, you know.
Right. Well, you know, Jackie, when I started learning about, the inner child and when I went to, Dr. Holly Akala, showed us and how to work with this part of us. And, he tells us to take in our imagination, dress it up every morning and blah, blah, blah. But I wanted to really connect up with that part of me, and I tried doing a pendulum and, saying sweet pea, and that just didn't work. But when I learned how to muscle test through the power reflex method that I teach, I instantly connected with my inner child, my sweet pea, and I could ask her anything throughout the day, if she was happy, did she need anything, I just could ask her questions, which was so wonderful that I can do that now, and knowing that she is just tunes right in, and if I may have health issues or problems with relationships, everything. It's so amazing to be able to tune into that part of you and however you want to connect up with it. I think that is the best. I just my life has been totally different ever since I've been working with Sweet Pea and with the muscle testing and making contact all throughout the day.
Oh, congratulations. That's powerful.
It really is.
I can see how that would really work really well.
Yeah. And you can, because this subconscious mind, this is our, our inner child. It knows everything, and it just,
yes.
And it is our little genie in the bottle. So if we want something, but if I had been fussing at her, Sweet Pea, and you dummy, and why did you do that? And I feel bad about this, and that, da 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 da, and whining and upset and angry. Well, when I need something, Sweet Pea has to go and That's what Haleakala said. The inner child has to go and talk to your guardian angel, your super conscious mind, again, and say, look, you know, we've got some issues here and we need some help. But if Sweet Pea, if I've been mean and haven't been paying attention to her and or fussing at her, she doesn't feel good enough to go and ask on my behalf, you know, to get our prayers answered. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. It's all about how you feel. If you're feeling crummy, how powerful do you feel your prayers or your requests to the universe are going to be?
Right.
Because you were made by a divine being. You are a divine being. And do you think divine beings want to work with people that whine and meh, meh, meh all the time, you know?
Of course. I know. Absolutely. No, they're not going to hear us. What was it? I read something one time, something about your angel was talking, someone was talking to it and praying, oh, God, please help me, you know, I'm sick and da, da, da. And this, the presence came through and says, your praying is just nothing but whining and complaining, you know.
Right.
And that's what we usually do.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
No?
Okay, we've got one caller on here. I want to bring him in because we've been talking for a while. We lost one caller. So let's see who's on here. Let me see. Where Annie? Where is my Annie? Hey, girl.
Hey, honey. I've got like four computers, count my phone, trying to log in. I cannot get logged in at all. Is there a new website or anything?
No, you're in line now. You're on the line.
I know. I just can't get logged in to where I can screen the calls.
Well, let me call. What's it say? Remember, Mercury is retrograde. Don't worry about it.
I know. I have every computer in my home trying to log in.
Okay.
Hey, Jackie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
This is
Ivatar.
Ivatar.
Hi, Ivatar. I was hoping it was you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm shocked that I was able to get in.
Good.
I called at 5:30. How are you?
Okay, how can we help you, Ivatar? What's going on?
Well, I wanted you to kind of scan. I've been having some problems with portals being open in my etheric body and physical body and things slipping in. So I was wondering if you could see if they were open and close them and see if anything had slipped in where they're open.
Okay, I'm working on it. You sure you want them all closed? I just want to be clear on this.
Well, how do you know which to do and which not to do? Because I have some open, like, on the bottom of my feet, my hands, left side of my neck, actually in the back of my neck, and I know those are not supposed to be open.
Hello.
Between my fingers and between my toes, I know those are not supposed to be open.
Why do you think they're not supposed to be open? What do you think's happening?
Well, I've been having a lot of ET experiences with stuff slipping in it and.
Okay, my understanding right now is that the Earth is quarantined and the ETs are not allowed in and out like they used to be. So, yeah. because, you know, we're right on the threshold of locking into the fifth dimensional energy totally. And see, I don't think we have the same definition of a portal.
Okay, so.
Because to me, it's an energy, and it's like a spiral, an energy spiral, and a spiraling information in and out. So,
okay.
We can set up a field so that since you're having this activity, that will remove you from that activity. Do you want to do that?
Yes, yes, please, yes.
Okay.
And see, the thing is, too, with their technology interferes and, you know, like, does things, too.
Okay.
So maybe they're not coming in and out like they used to, but the technology, they're still using that technology.
Okay.
That affects your, you know, etheric body and your physical body.
Okay, well, good, let me say a little prayer here.
Okay.
I'm asking to clear and protect this space on the top, on the bottom, on all sides, and all times, and all space, and all dimensions. We ask for the Akash to be opened if we need it. And, okay, Ivatar, you are asking for, this is what I hear you asking for. You're asking for protection from the divine. So we're going to put it, it's going to come in like a stream of water, and it should be, if you can see it, it should be golden.
Yeah.
And let it come in over you, and let me know when you can feel that energy go all over you.
Okay, we're getting a lot of feedback for some reason. Ivatar, do you have your computer on, Annie? Are we getting feedback from you?
No,
yeah,
I'm
you can
bedroom.
Put me on mute.
I'm in my bedroom.
Okay.
Okay, that's better now, yes.
Okay, can you feel that coming in to you? Do you feel that golden energy coming in?
I feel something.
Okay.
Yeah, especially on the left side. That's why I've had most of the problems on the left side.
Okay. So we're going to ask. We're going to command and demand that no energy come to you that is less than the vibration of Almighty God.
Okay.
I hope it's okay to use that word with you.
Yes, it
so,
is.
So from this point on, nothing can come to you or through you that is not of a vibration equal to God's or higher.
Okay.
I don't know how that could be, but that's how I'm told to say that. So just let that blanket just, I want you to feel that golden energy going into every cell in your body.
Ooh, I do. It feels great.
Okay. And, yes. All right. And as you're feeling it, it is making a dome. It's making a dome of protection around you.
Okay.
So that everywhere you go, you'll be inside that dome.
Oh, okay. And the other thing is that I've been having this really, really nagging dry cough for almost 2 months, and it's like, you know, feels like something irritates my throat, and then next thing you know, I'm coughing.
Well, I get that it's because there's something you're not relating to. What's happening in your life relating to?
Well, it's a lot of stuff going on in this building that I'm in. Might be that.
Okay. So let's pull in that same kind of protection.
Okay.
And pull it all over the property. Just build you a big, see a big dome of golden energy with citrine in it. Citrine reflects negativity.
Okay.
All right. It would not hurt anything if you got some pieces of citrine and buried it in the ground around the place. At least keep it in your apartment.
Yeah, I had one in my hand when I went to sleep last night because it was activity. So I slept with citrine and black tourmaline.
That's good, and so is kyanite.
Yeah, I have some blue. I have some blue coming.
Yeah. I can sleep with it.
Slept with it in my hand, and it really helped, too.
Yes, it does, because those are generators. They're generating.
Yeah.
They're live, and they're generating. So that helps put that energy into your environment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, this or something better. So be it, so it is. It is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Be blessed, Avatar. Let me know.
You too. I will, okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Avatar has been on our show a lot, and I think that she is a true empath. She just feels everything. She's very sensitive to energies around her, more so, I think, than most people. Maybe it's a good thing, and maybe it's not a good thing. But I do know, Jackie, all right, so say the other day I was listening to Dr. Bradley Nelson, and he was talking about, excuse me, protecting ourselves. And I thought, well, I put my protection around me in the morning since I get up, and I sometimes if I remember at night. And then I have muscle tested, and I said, you know, if I got protection around me, and I got a big no, I'm going, wow. And so he had a little process where he would just have you take a magnet and run over your, you know, third eye down your head for three or four times. And then he said, just like Star Wars, just say, shields up, which I had did that. And then I asked if I was protected, and I got a positive on that. So
yeah.
Not all protection is protection, if you know what I mean.
Well, it is protection, but it may not be the appropriate protection for your needs at that moment.
Okay. All right. I understand that. All righty. Wow. Well, this is a great show. Okay, so what do you think is the best way, I guess using some sacred geometry, something simple, something easy that you can share with us on the show, a way that we can protect ourselves in the future?
All right, let me think. All right, I would make a grid of a tetrahedron. What is this grid for? Did you say protection?
Yes, to put a shield up around us. Like, what
Pam,
do you do?
Being a multidimensional being of light, I think it's perfectly appropriate to say, shields up.
Yep.
Because that works for me. So,
I thought so, too, when he said that. He said, yeah, just like Star Wars, shields up, man. We're covered. We're in the shield.
I know. You know, I knock on my third eye three times sometimes and say, open for business. And I am in receptive mode, and I let it come. You know, whether it's information, whether it's abundance, or whether it's a new course they want me to put together for people, or, you know, like right now, almost everything, we're being asked to be kinder and gentler to ourselves. So for that, I would set a tetrahedron, which is a three-sided triangle, which holds and compacts energy. So you would be bringing the white light to you. You want to say protection. Give it the intention, the tetrahedron, the intention of providing you protection. And then I would put an Amobius strip with it, which is the figure eight, because that is the infinity sign, and you'd want that protection to go on for infinity. And then I would put in a circle, because that brings in information or 360 degrees of whatever, protection. Since that's what we're working with, it would be drawing in 360 degrees of protection, meaning it's coming from all sides. And then I would put a cube in there so that it would compact the energy and build the energy, because I always want my protection to be building. I don't know that I feel the need for it to be building. That's just part of who I am. So I would ask for that grid to come in, and I would ask for all systems to operate on it, all of my systems to operate on it, and I would say this or something better. So be it, so it is. Because I have to work with finite mind on this side, but the divine works with infinite mind, and if there's something better coming up than what I just asked for, then let that come in. Doesn't mean what I asked for is not coming in. It just may not be presenting at this moment. Maybe something else is, and I can let that in. And I let it in. You know, I scan it, and it depends on how it feels whether I let it in or not.
Yes. Well, you know, everything you share, I love it. And, you know, it's like, do you have a tetrahedron, like, hanging that you sit under, meditate under, or, you know, anything like that, meditate with, or do you just put it in your mind? Call it, you know.
Yes. The answer to that question is yes, because I go with the moment. What I feel is needed, or what I'm told to bring into the altar that I'm meditating with, so that I can let come in what my infinite mind knows that I need and want, but my finite can't describe it or anything. So just letting that come in and being with that is what works for me. And you know, when I meditate on different things, I bring different crystals and all kinds of things like that while I'm meditating. And other times, I just meditate on my feet. I walk. I just say, okay, I want information on this, whatever it is, or help me understand this. I met King Solomon on a park bench one day, and I told him, look, we're getting over this shame-blame stuff, and we're going to stay on this bench until I get this. He said, really? I said, yes. And we were on that park bench for 18 hours. It took me 18 hours for the information to come in that I needed to be able to release what I needed to release. But I knew it was going to come, so I was okay with that. He wasn't thrilled about it.
So you started out there early in the morning and stayed all day till that evening, eh?
Well, not exactly, but I could have. I would just sit until the energy shifted. I set that intention in motion, and I know how well I work with King Solomon. I knew that would happen. And then I went on about my regular business that day, whatever regular business is for me, and I would check back in periodically and see, with King Solomon, have I got this yet? He'd go, no, we're still on the bench. I go, okay, we're still on the bench. And I was okay with that, you know. So, but, you know, I had worked on it. Finally, I just said, I want this done, and it's going to be done now. And it took now plus 18 hours, but that's okay. You know, I got it. And that was my goal.
Well, may I ask, how did you know that you had King Solomon as one of your guides? How did that come through for you?
Well, I did the John of Godbed. There was a guy named Reverend Scott Raymond, and he had two biomat beds that had the amethyst in it. And he was touring with the John of God people. Well, King Solomon is in charge of that venture, being with, what's his name? This, well, shoot, I can't call his name. So anyway, he's over all of the masters and healers that work with the John of God people. And so when I went to the beds, King Solomon was there, and he was at my head, and we started dialoguing, and he was telling me about how we talked about how we love books, you know, and all this stuff. And then we, you know, kept in contact because he was still working with me. And then a couple of years later, I was on an acupuncture bed somewhere, and he materialized through the door, and he leaned over me, and he said, I have something to tell you. I said, oh, great, what is it? And he said, you are in my lineage. Okay, well, in the 60s, I wore this big Star of David on the back of my chambray shirt, and I told everybody that I was from the house of David. Well, David is Solomon's father. So, you know, I knew I was in the house of David. I knew King Solomon was, too, but when he came and told me, I was laying there on the bed, he said, I came to tell you that you're in my lineage, and tears started running out my eyes, and I said, yep, you're right. You would have to tell me that. I wouldn't have connected those dots by myself at all, and he just dissipated right there. And so doing past life regressions, he was my father at one point.
I know, isn't that great? Oh, my gosh, how many lifetimes have we lived? You know, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing is that you have connected up with your guys again this lifetime. And, you know, I know just what you said earlier about doing whatever it took to be a clear vessel. See, that's the same thing that I've been getting for some time, you know, that's part of the ascension, that we want to ascend and really not have to live in the lower dimensions. We've got to do the work.
Yep. We certainly do.
And it ain't easy.
It's pretty simple, but it's not easy.
Right.
Pretty simple,
but it's exciting, too.
It is exciting. And, oh, my God, to wake up and know what part you play in the scheme of things. Like, you know, there's Jennifer Huff in Canada, and her mission is that everybody is a piece of the puzzle of the Garden of Eden, and all of us have to bring our pieces together. So, you know, I really believe that to be true. That rings true with me.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, I agree
with
you
that.
Too. And yes, I think that I think it's the times, it's exciting times, it's scary times, but we're here, we are the light workers. We came in to say that we would help at this time, we would bring, you know, as much healing to the planet as we could, and the good thing is we're still here, and we get to do it at this time. We get to be part of it.
Yes, and to watch where it's going.
And
like,
you know what,
like I heard, you know, we're getting all these activations, you know, and all this information that's been, I guess you could call it buried, is coming to the surface, and we're working with it. I heard that there was a group, I want to say in Ohio, a research college, and they have found a way to cure the cancer cell in 15 hours.
Really?
It's a very simple process. I know it's good. I just pray that they get it marketed before Big Pharma shuts them down. But,
right.
But all those things are coming.
They are, because they can't hide from us anymore and hide all this great knowledge and natural healing and everything, too. It looks like we have another caller online. Let's bring her in. We've got about 9 minutes left. I'm loving what we're talking about. Let's see. Hi, Catherine from South Carolina.
Hey. I was calling to ask a question. Do you have a message from Spirit to give me or anything?
Hold on a second. What's your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. There's some area that you're real, real concerned about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's just open your crown chakra and let's just let the divine golden light pour in.
Okay. I'm worried about finances, and I'm also worried about finding someone new in my life. So it's more than one time.
Okay. There's somebody interested, but he's real, real shy, and I guess we can send him a lot of love to get him to come out of the shadows. And everybody's worried about abundance or money. So that might, you can say, all that is not mine falls from me now, and all the worries that are somebody else's other than yours will fall from you, and then you'll only have to deal with what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can do is to keep telling yourself that you are in receptive mode, meaning that you have put your purchase order into the universe and you're waiting for it to be fulfilled, and it is coming. And we're going to ask an angel to step in there that can keep you out of your own way.
Okay.
Does that feel okay to you?
Yes.
Okay. So start saying, I am expecting.
I am expecting.
Unexpected income and expected income.
Unexpected income and expected income.
And expecting unexpected income.
And unexpected income.
So the monies
income
that you know that you have coming in, those are still going to come in, but then there'll be monies coming in from unexpected income.
Okay.
That's all you have to say is, I am accepting unexpected monies coming to me.
Okay. All right. So you don't.
Go ahead.
You don't, so you don't see anyone new coming into my life right now?
No, it'll be at least 4 months, I think, before. It looks like he's on a timeline of it'll be 4 months before he's ready to present
mm-hmm.
to you.
Okay.
So what would that be? This is April, May, June, July, August. Oh, by the end of summer. A fall
okay.
romance. Yay.
Is it someone that I know or don't know? Is it someone I know?
Okay, I can't answer that question because more than likely you do know from some place, you know. So let me ask the question. I can't ask that question either. If I ask if you've had contact, you could have been in the same building at the same time and seen each other, but had no, you know, just a random person going by, you know. Not
mm-hmm.
that either one of you recognized each other.
Okay.
So let's see. How would we say that? Well, ask the divine to put me into preparation to receive my partner.
Okay.
This is something better, so be it, so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you will let it, it will come. If you can stay out of your way. And make sure you don't have any walls built up around your heart, do you?
Well, they falling down.
Girl, yay! Good job. Cool. Hallelujah.
Thank
Good
you.
Good work, girlfriend. Good. Well, the main thing is to treat yourself like you would treat a partner. If you're really into having a partner and really sharing and being loving and doing all those things you want to do together and stuff.
Okay.
So you can have it. So just, and don't, do you bully yourself?
I try not to. I try to be nice to myself.
Yeah, don't say mean things to yourself.
Okay.
You know, like, why'd you do it that way? Oh, I can't believe you spelt that again. Don't say those things to yourself. So, oops, here's an opportunity for cleanup.
Okay.
Everything's better after it's clean.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Don't get angry. You know, just be real. The more loving you can be with yourself, then somebody else can feel that love and want to share it.
Okay.
And don't feel like you're lacking something is the reason you want a partner. That's not true. It's not true at all. You're totally complete.
I am.
Yes. Thank you for recognizing that.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for realizing. Yeah, I am.
Yes. Cool. Okay, what else you need to know?
That's about all I need to know now.
All righty. Well, have
okay.
A lot of fun this summer. Just go and do everything you want to do. If it's stuff that you are looking forward to doing with a partner, then go do it without one because you'll be creating that you have that in your life.
Yeah.
That you're not waiting to experience that. You are experiencing it.
I hear that.
Maybe not the perfect way you have pictured yet, but I promise you it will be the perfect way.
Okay. Thank you.
Bless you. Thanks for calling.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the show. I'm going to bring Annie in and see if she has a question. Okay. Hi, Annie.
Hey. Wow. Mercury is retrograde over here, but I think I got it handled. I ended up having to reboot my Wi-Fi. I mean,
oh, okay.
So anyway, so what does that mean, Jackie? Do I need to back up and punt?
That's always a good option.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
One of the things you can do when you notice that there's something off just even a little bit is to clear it. Clear the computer. Clear the electricity. Clear. Just ask for the whole system to be cleared. That's all you have to say. Intending, you know, that it's going to work perfectly. The timing's going to be good. The cues will all be great. You know, that you're bringing that up. So that would be what I would do. That's what I did, but it didn't work. I was talking to people and trying to do three things at once instead of my usual two. So
right.
Perfect. I don't know what you were trying to learn. Probably you're trying to learn to be patient. And not that you were impatient, but it's that energy of frantic.
Right. And I was.
Okay. Yeah. So when it that at that point, that's when you call somebody in, like Jesus or Mary or somebody, and say, cleanse me, clear me, make me whole. Let me work with this computer perfectly in divine alignment and timing. Instead of saying, computer! I know you don't say that.
But
some of us do.
I was just sitting here like, okay, Mercury's retrograde, take a deep breath. It wasn't
That's
working
right.
for me. But anyway, when Pam pulled me on, that way she knew what was going on with me. Because, I mean, I even tried it on my phone. Usually I can't get it on my phone. That's when I was like, okay, it's got to be the Wi-Fi.
So, what do you see coming up for me next week? Anything special? Next week's my anniversary.
What have you asked for?
Well, I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. It's like gotten here before I know it. And
well, what do you want to do? Do you want to go out to eat? Do you want to go and rent a hotel room and have a jacuzzi in your room, a private one? You know.
I think we want to do that. I need some time away, a couple days away.
Yes, perfect. And what do you want to do on those 2 days?
Relax.
I want to be pampered. You want to be pampered?
Yes. Yes.
Well, absolutely call that in. I'm calling in the Pamper Angels to be with
the Pampered.
Oh, please.
Pamper Angels. Okay, that sounds good. Pampering angels. I'm open to receive.
Open to receive. Open for business.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking. I need a little break. My son's getting married at the end of July, so got a lot on my plate right now.
Oh, my God.
And taking care of my mom.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, well, let's call in the divine energy for the wedding, for all peoples in the wedding.
Yes.
That between now and the wedding, when it can be get so chaotic, then we're going to set the energy for it to be fun and loving the whole way, with ease and comfort. And we're going to ask for the peace that passes understanding to be with each person in and out of the wedding party until the honeymoon, whatever, however you want to say it.
Okay.
I want it to be magical and mystical, the experience.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
So we call that
and just the most, magical, because that's how she said that her engagement was, and I just want it to be that all the way through till they return from their honeymoon.
Through the first year.
Yes.
Okay, so be it. Let's call that in.
So be it.
Put that in place and say this or something better. If there's anything we left out, bring that in.
Yes.
And let's have high magic at the wedding and until for another year at least, and let it continue if it's working well for them. And that everybody in the wedding party stays relaxed and has fun with it.
Yeah.
I've seen some beautiful weddings that were so chaotic. You're going to have emotional trauma in a wedding anyway. That just goes with the, But we can tweak it down to where it's real soft and gentle.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, that
and that's how they want it. Just very
easy and fun and a wonderful day with their friends and family.
Well, hallelujah. This or something better, so be it. So it is. It is done. It is done. It is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, have a
so
great day.
So be it. Thank you, honey. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, good.
Now I get to
thank
feel
you.
Part of the wedding.
Yes.
Me
yeah.
too.
I'm in.
Yeah. I know.
I'm so glad you. Yeah, we want this to be easy peasy for Annie to pull this off with her son.
Yes.
And lots
thank
of
y'all.
Fun.
I love y'all so much. Yes. Yes. It's just going to be talked about for a long, long time. It's just going to be so awesome.
Oh, yay!
Yay. Okay, Jackie, we're closing up this now. And now, is there anything, do you have a message in closing that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'd like to bring in an activation and activate your fun system so that it's on most of the time. And almost everything you do, you can have fun with. So take a deep breath. If you want to go into receivership of this, and exhale it. And do it again. And one more time. So drink lots of water, stay grounded, and love yourself, and let that activate. Have fun with it. So it was a great show. Thanks for letting me be on again.
Thank you.
Everybody, it was a beautiful summer. What?
What'd you say?
I want everybody to have a wonderful summer. Yeah.
That's right. Well, you'll be back with us again soon. And you too, Jackie. And thank you, honey, for the good sharing. And I know you helped the people that called in. That was excellent.
Cool. Yes. Awesome.
Thank them for calling in. Bless them.
That's okay. And happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And I'm
yeah.
going to cry on, y'all.
Are you? Fantastic.
Yes, in Hot Springs, the second weekend in June.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him before. He's amazing. You'll love it. Hey, I think definitely is an extraterrestrial.
Well, I've been studying him since he's been channeling through Lee Carroll, so I want to be in the energy. I want to know for sure how the energy feels. So I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Well, maybe you can tell us about it. Take notes so you can share what he's got to share with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Good evening. All right.
Love you.
Okay.
Good night. Love you.
Great show.
Gosh.
Oh.